remember this? Opening night, Luka and AR leading the Lakers into the season. And this guy sitting here dressed in all black, stoic, unresponsive, giving off angry wife energy the whole night. Faking a sciatica injury to try and deliberately sabotage the Lakers. And when that shit didn't work, he came back and tried to sabotage Austin Reeves. First, he tried to get him relegated to the bench. And then he tried to get him traded to the Grizzlies, using his dirty, stinking-ass mouthpiece, better known as Rich Paul, to facilitate all of that. And it definitely affected the season, plus AR dealt with injury. But in the end, karma is a cold bitch, baby. She cold. And your punk ass thought you were gonna get a new deal because you carried during the offseason. You faced the unbeatable Rockets with no Kevin Durant or with as little Kevin Durant as possible. You had your media behind your back trying to paint shit like this was a carry job when it was anything but. And you thought you was gonna trick the Lakers yet again. So when they told you without actually telling you, fuck you, fuck your money, you can leave now. That shit kicked you in the nuts so hard that you got your media minions out here trying to paint it as you were leaving, as you made the decision. No, nigga, the decision was made. They were telling you all along. You tried to devalue Austin Reeves, and he got your money, bitch-ass nigga. He got your money. And then everybody else got paid, too. And like Too Raw for TV said, nigga, you still ain't got no job like Tommy on Martin. Oh, you work in the big black building next to the big white building, right? All you have is your media out here working hard on a whole stroll, trying to protect your fragile-ass ego after all the bullshit you caused for nearly a decade. The purple and gold finally let its nuts hang and got rid of your bitch ass.
Tell them how we really feel. See, I don't even think it's, at this point, I don't even think it's a surprise.
He wore a Laker uniform, but he wasn't a Laker. I always felt that way.
Talk to him.
I think with LeBron, it's about LeBron. And even in this, as the era comes to an end, and everybody was counting down and waiting. First, the Lakers thanked LeBron for what he had done after LeBron decided, and it was announced that he would not return. So LeBron got to make that announcement. So you go, well, maybe that's just the way it played out. Or maybe it played out like this. And it's highly unusual for the Lakers. There were conversations. Maybe it's how much we're going to pay you. And I'm sure that's what it came down to. And if they used the Dodger philosophy instead of the conventional wisdom, which was, well, you got to give him $30 million because he's LeBron. I kept saying, why would you bid against yourself? If the best offer up there was $15 million bucks, you give him $16 million. Well, you have to take care of him, do you? I think $16 million, you're taking care of a guy that makes $85 million a year off the court. I think it's money, quite frankly. That's what I think it came down to.
See, we here again, and you got to appreciate the content that's been going on in the basketball world thus far. Phenomenal. Here we are. Fresh new lineup. Yes, indeedy. Fresh new lineup, man. It's different. We've never seen a Lakers squad like this before. Nah, not with all this milk. Not with all this mayo and jerseys. Hey, the jokes have been A1 top tier phenomenal. I thought I was the first one to come up with snow time. You know what I mean? People are quick. Got to be quicker than that, man. We had some good ones. We had some Malibu, and man, we got Malibu Most Wanted, huh? And so many others. But you know, free agency was pretty solid. But the free agency that we're looking at now is because LeBron James has finally left the building, y'all. A round of applause for his services. I thought, you know, he did what he had to do. Did he do it to the best of his ability? You know, we caught LeBron at the tail end of his career. And when I say the tail end, I mean just, I want to just say like the, mainly just the physical part. You know what I mean? Like, I think the best all-time Bron, you do know he has played consistently the longest he's played with a team is us, 8 years straight, right? Now, he's played for Cleveland for 7 years, coming into the league from a rookie to his seventh year, right? After that, he went to Miami. To that Miami, Bron, my boy Delvin up in Miami, my God, that was probably the best Bron we'll ever see. To me, that was the best Bron. A lot of people like the second Cavs Bron, cool, whatever. But Miami Bron, that's mercenary. Mercenary, man. That nigga was a killer. A lot of usual questions has been floating around again because of, you know, his departure from L.A. You got the, the whole, you know, well, you know what? I think I got some questions coming up, huh?
Yo, my man BTG, what's up, man? Hey, it's your boy 12 Kyle back in the building.
What up?
Hey, man, I'm in your gym, you're right. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since you've done an episode. It's been a minute since you've been in the gym, and I can tell because somebody's been eating in here, man. Somebody's got... you got an ant problem in here, but that's beside the point. All right, so I had to ask, man. I had to come back in the gym because I had to ask you a question. Actually, two questions. First question, with regards to your Lakers, when it comes to LeBron's tenure, do you think that the Laker Nation, ever truly accepted LeBron? Question number two, if you could get on the phone and make a phone call to heaven, call Kobe Bean Bryant, what do you think Kobe would say about LeBron's tenure in L.A.? Those are my two questions. I'm going to keep hooping. Like I said, you got an ant problem here, dog. I don't know what you're going to do. But, yeah, holla at me.
Appreciate it, 12 Cal. Hey, shout out to 12 Cal. At 12 Cal, about those ants. So I've been going for a long time, but while I was going, I was allowing people to use the court. So I've been having adult leagues running through here and also tournaments. So there's a lot of, you know, we got a, you know, concession stand. It's a lot going on over there. So, you know, I got to go send up a cleanup crew. But, you know, I appreciate you still stopping by and supporting. You know what I mean? With that being said, did we ever really respect or truly give Bron a chance to be a true Laker? No, we didn't. And we're hypocrites because if we start talking about all time lineups, you think niggas ain't gonna throw him in there? Are you crazy? I mean, he's played 8 years straight. It's just that. We'll get to that in a moment, but nah. If y'all remember when he did sign with us, when the news first dropped, I want to say that first couple of weeks, almost a month, you could see the fan base kind of like we struggle with it a bit, and I'm gonna tell you why. It wasn't that we didn't appreciate his game. We expect a superstar talent like that in our city. Now, I didn't expect Bron to be traded to the Lakers, but I didn't know this was going to be his MO like that. Like, I thought the criticism would have got to him. You know, after when he left to Miami and then left to Cleveland, then it was like, I'm not saying that it didn't look like a trend. I'm just saying I thought the rest of the world thought that he would be it. Like, he would retire after going back, you know? So it was kind of like, we were surprised we got him, but we weren't surprised that we got that caliber type of player. We just didn't think it was going to be him. And again, it's not a lot of players that can be compared to him, but I'm talking about as far as superstar status. I'm not saying that there was a lot of players in the league around that time that equate to where he was at, because I think Miami Bron stand alone. I think he does. I don't think it's too many players that was dangerous like that. He was a different type of player. But again, he had other superstars. There was other superstars in the league. You know, one of them was on his team. He was on the other superstars team in Miami. So we weren't surprised that we got that caliber of type of player. We were surprised that it was him. You know what I mean? Because it's like there was always a unwritten rule or underlying beef between Laker fans and LeBron. / LeBron fans. We definitely wanted that fade, though. That's the crazy part. We wanted the fade between LeBron and Kobe in the finals that year, where we played, 08, 09 or something like that? That one when we played Orlando. I forget. No, because I think Boston beat us. But we played Orlando against Dwight Howard, Rashard Lewis. Who else was on it? Jameer Nelson. They had niggas over there, but we beat them. I think it was 4-1, gentleman sweep. I think. And that time, that left us a salty taste in our mouth, because it was like that would have been that finals right there, star studded right there, just between those superstars, two superstars going at it. And it was always this LeBron versus Kobe type of thing, even though it wasn't no type of rivalry. It wasn't necessarily like a rivalry on the court. Like, Kobe went after everybody. LeBron was, you know, however y'all want to rank him, but he's up there. You know, there's not too many cats that was the face of the league like that. LeBron was the face of the league for a very long time. I think Kobe had it for a short stint, but LeBron had it. But the thing is, while LeBron had it, Kobe was still right there. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, the All-Star game where they was very competitive, USA practice very competitive, and it was just one of those things where it was understood, like, this is one of those superstar ranking all time. Hold on. Hi, Sugar, calling me in the middle of my episode. Would you like to talk sports with me?
I'm sorry you didn't let me know.
I know, man. I didn't think, you know, I was just, but I'm, you know, how do you feel about the new Lakers?
Go Lakers. Go team.
Great. Great. That is so great. Like, and what do you think is going to be the overall outcome of this upcoming season? Like, what is your overall goal for our new looking team?
It's a building year.
Okay. It's a building year. Okay. All right. How do you feel about LeBron leaving?
I don't care. I don't think.
Okay. All right.
You tell me how I feel. How about that?
Yeah. Well, we're not supposed to tell them that online. We're not supposed to tell them.
Okay.
Yeah. My wife totally thinks for herself.
Go team.
Yeah, go team. Go purple and gold team. Sugar, I will call you after this episode.
But I was calling for a reason.
Okay.
We're missing an app on the TV and I can't find it. Can you text me where is that?
What's the app?
The Lux app.
Oh, the Lux app is gone. Mm-hmm. Wait. Hold on. Okay, I had to straighten that out. She had to get off. I forgot where I was at, but anyhow. Damn, where was I at? I should go back and listen to it. Where was I at? I don't know. Look, I know we were talking about between Kobe and Bron, right? Unwritten rivalry or whatever the case may be. So we was always against him. Plus all the, you know, to me, to be honest with you, we look at Bron we look at Bron's career like how we look at Drake's career in hip hop. That's exactly how, and the gimmicks that come with it. Like, we already know Drake is full of gimmicks. Bron has been full of gimmicks his whole career, too. Lying about books that he read. The commercial where he, remember he went in off season, he was shooting back at the fan bases talking about, I'm going to go back to my life. Y'all going to go back to your. We know what that is. We heard superstars and celebrities say that before. You calling this broke, nigga. Okay. Remember that. Nobody is offended by that. But, you know, you do the whole off season thing. Big, it's just this big ass just event for his offseason. And now it's being done again. I ain't gonna even lie to you. This one is well deserved. This is him going out of the league. Not saying that he's gonna retire next year. We don't know when a nigga gonna retire. But we know he's closer to retirement than not. Okay? Now it depends on who he's gonna retire with. At the time of this recording, shout out to 12 Cal. He has not picked a team that he's going to play with. Some are saying he might go to the Knicks. I say he's going to go to the Cavs. Miami is on the table. The big winner, I mean, the big one has been talked about for a cool minute for over the past couple of years. Probably ever since they played each other in the finals, him and Steph, Golden State. And even Anthony Davis has been linked to Golden State as well. So, you know, they have a potential lineup with Bron, AD, Steph, and then Draymond. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not scared of that. That's going to be exciting to watch. But niggas is not scared of that one at all. You heard earlier, 12 Cal, about, you know, some people thinking that he took it for the money. I mean, you know, everything is for the money. We didn't want to pay him and stuff like that. Listen, the reason why we've never given him the full respect as a Laker, it's not about him outside of the Laker jersey. Like, we can look past all that gimmicky bullshit, clutch sports, all that shit. Like, I mean, we don't care about, like, none of that. It makes you look like a goofy. But at the same time, we talking about Laker standards. That's what the fan base is going to question you until they don't have to question you. That's always been the Laker fan base. I mean, some cats came along and it was well received and well received, and that's probably like Shaq, you know. But even when Kobe, again, we didn't have internet wasn't really booming back then. The only thing that was coming up on the net was niggas' stats. I don't even think we was getting videos and shit like that back then, but we was getting pictures, still pictures and things of that nature off the internet. We didn't know anything about Kobe coming in. We just knew he was a 17-year-old cocky kid that we took a risk on and shipped Vlade up out of there. And Vlade was a fan favorite. You know what I mean? But he proved himself and he took risk. And so we got raised off of two different generations. We got raised off of Showtime and we got raised off the Shaq and Kobe era. We're as spoiled as they come and we love being spoiled. We understand how being spoiled pisses everybody off and we love it. And we just so happen to be Dodger fans too. You know what I mean? My combination is Dodgers, Lakers, and Raiders. That's a dangerous combination because I'm spoiled with two other teams. My football team only has three championships and the last one was back in the 80s, but they're one of the most iconic football teams in NFL history and they're known for beating up on niggas in their stadium and away stadiums. So I got a crazy combination fan base. And you might as well throw UCLA up in there too. But when it comes to Laker standards, bro, we expected a lot. Especially for your status. Your fan base has been wolfing and bitching about you since you came into the league. Paul Pierce got on your ass because you had the chosen one tattooed on your back. So you are ready to put your own. You put a target on your own back. You held your own. All right, you in conversations with Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. Half of the time, you just in there with Michael Jordan. They don't even consider my boy Kobe Jelly Bean Bryant sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So you've been solidified since high school. I remember watching you play Westchester, and you end up dropping like 50, and they had like 51. The team had like 51, and that nigga had like 50 or something like that. I remember that. You are a force to be reckoned with. He could have been a hell of a football player, too. Probably not as big as career in basketball, but he probably would have been a top three, top two tight end of all time. or receiver, wherever they would have put him at. He probably would have fought for receiver money, just like what you call it from the Saints. But it all came down to Lakers standards. I have other fan bases ask me so often about the statue shit. No, he doesn't deserve a statue. No. Like I said in my previous episode, Brunson will get a statue in New York before Bron even thought of getting one in L.A. It just, that makes sense. For a team that's been starving for a championship for over 53 years and they finally get it done and you the face of the franchise, yeah, get that nigga a statue because it might be another 53 years where y'all don't get another one. Brunson will never have to pay for anything in New York ever again in his life. Whereas Bron comes to a privileged team, a spoiled franchise, who is only one less away from tying, one way from tying Boston for the most. Again, we own we own half of the league when it comes to championships. We're co-owners. And there's only one other team. And we don't like them niggas. And their colors is ugly. So our standards are different. It's not just about what you do in a jersey. It's how you do it. And you got to bring home the chips. Now, certain people got different standards. You know what I'm saying? Because Jerry West only got one. Jerry West did more than just only win us one championship. He brought us Kobe Bryant. He made up for it. So technically, he brought us five more. Mastermind be bringing some of the greatest Laker players over there. Nah, man. And it's going to be hard to rank all-time Lakers. But LeBron is not Bron. He might not even be a top five Laker of all time. He's not going to be a top Laker over Kobe. He's not going to be a top Laker over Magic Johnson. Okay. Then we got Shaq. Then we got, Kareem is going to be there. You're not going to be top five. Elgin Baylor, Jerry West, no. You probably be tied with Jerry West, maybe. But no, hell no, absolutely not. That's our standards. Maybe then he can go to one of y'all teams and bump rank, but not over here. So, yes, to answer your first question, nah, bro. We waited to see how he was going to do what he was going to do. We knew what it was. You're going to come over here. We're going to pay you. And we're going to give you an opportunity to do all that shit that you need to do that you probably can't do in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to believe that you can't get some of this stuff done in Miami, but obviously, no. You went back to Cleveland to give them something. That's cool, but you still ain't fucking with them. So you come to L.A. You know what I'm saying? Your ass has been directing, making music, doing all kind of Hollywood shit, making movies in movies. So it's like, yeah, we knew what it was. Same shit that we've been. Dog, we tried to get Melo over here. We tried to get Giannis over here. We're throwing everything. We're throwing Hollywood right at you. That's what we're going to do. But the thing is, the league is so different now to where, nigga, whether or not you play for the Lakers or the Clippers, you're going to be out here anyway. Niggas live out here. It's weird. But it just wasn't enough, bro. It just wasn't enough. And we never trusted him like that. We just didn't. It didn't feel right. You don't even have to be a Laker fan to understand that. It just didn't feel right. I'm pretty sure if his ass would have went to New York, New York fans would say the same thing. And there's a lot of New York fans that fuck with Jordan. And we know the history between New York and Jordan, not just New York and Chicago, New York and Jordan. So it would have been hard for them to, be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I could see them accepting and opening their arms for King James very quickly. Because if that nigga's going to put them in title contention a lot and possibly win a couple, they desperately needed that. Because that's now you're rewriting history. You know what I mean? That championship is going to be, that shit is going to mean much more than probably than Cleveland getting their first one. But you come over here to L.A., We looking at, and we are out the gate. As soon as he came over here at 12 cal, we said at least 2 to 3. 2, you good. 3, you getting a statue. You get us 3 championships under your belt, a statue. That's statue worthy. 2, it's a debate, it's an argument, but niggas is going to respect you. Niggas is going to respect you. As far as niggas going to respect your Laker jersey. That's what I'm trying to say. Niggas going to respect. We already respect your Miami jersey. We already respect your Cleveland jersey. We respect those. But come over here with the Lakers. You give us 2 chips. We respect your jersey. We respect. Now, go. Now you didn't. You gave us 1. You did break the overall record in our jersey. So that stays with us. That's cool. You protected it, I guess. But that's not enough. That's not enough. 2 to 3. 2, you get respected. 3, you get a statue. I think that's fair. And going back to you fans, nigga, that's the one. That's how y'all made him. Y'all made him just like that. So as much as y'all pushes, as much as y'all push for him to be the top nigga, we gonna treat him. We gonna expect top nigga shit. Again, we wise and old enough to and smart enough to know this nigga's getting older. He's not getting back on defense like that. He keeps blaming everybody else. He keeps falling asleep on defense. His jumper is not the best, never been the best. Probably some of his best jump shooting was when he between probably that second, maybe that second championship with Miami and then Cleveland, the second Cleveland stint. But he was never the one of the greatest shooters. You know what I'm saying? He can get buckets. But my God, and then he decides he wants to be fucking Reggie Miller when he comes to the Lakers. Reggie Miller plus the point guard. So no, dude, no, the nigga never proved anything except I'm gonna change my game, coast a little. I'm gonna get y'all 1 championship within 88 years. I don't think that's enough, 12 cal. And it's just, again, this is all Lakers stuff. This is all Lakers stuff. This has nothing to do with his overall career. We're talking about pure Lakers stuff. I can understand, all right, we missed the playoffs the first year, if I'm not mistaken. Next year, we win that shit. We win that shit. Good shit. We get back, first round exit. That was Phoenix. Injury to AD. I get it. Following year, missed the playoffs. Swept. After that, first round exit. First round exit. Swept. After that, that's not an accomplished Laker career by you. No. Hell no. Now, if Pau Gasol was our number one option and this was his lineup, then that's pretty goddamn good because Pau Gasol was a second option when he was with us. First option when he was by himself in Memphis, but you know, when he got here, but if he carries if we can't get anybody within those 8 years, which is hard to believe that it happened, but that's pretty goddamn impressive for a second option type of player. But for a number one option player, who, by the way, is ranked, most of the people in the world don't rank him anywhere lower than 3 of all time. That's not acceptable. Not for the Lakers. Anybody else, y'all can throw y'all team in there. That might be good enough for y'all. Don't speak on my team. I do my very best. It ain't even do my very best. Most of y'all teams, I don't even care about like that. As a basketball fan, I fuck with everybody. I love watching everybody play. And I be knowing these players because, I be watching them in college and shit like that. Just want to see how their game translates to the pros. But for the most part, y'all don't hear me talking about these other teams like that. 12 Cal is an Atlanta fan. He don't hear me talking about Atlanta. I started talking about Detroit recently because they started winning. Prior to them winning and even getting Cunningham, I forgot them niggas was an NBA team. No disrespect, but I don't talk about other... Chicago's been dog shit since Derrick Rose injury. Dog shit. And prior to Derrick Rose, it was dog shit. You know what I mean? So one of those historical franchises that just can't figure that shit out. And they say it's the owner. He's 90, but, I don't think a 90-year-old is running it. I think the nigga's just still alive. and the people that he hired, nepotism is probably fucking it up. But who knows? Shit, my owners was fucking up. We just sold some stakes to the niggas that's running the Dodgers. I got so much faith in them. But I do need to make that phone call up to Kobe. And what would he say about Bron? I'm gonna be totally honest with you. I can't tell you factually what Kobe would say. I can only go based off of his character. He wouldn't say what I just said about Bron. He wouldn't. Maybe if he was still alive and he still was breaking down the game of basketball to us, he probably would, but he probably wouldn't be so critical while he's in a Laker jersey, because that's bad. That's like, it's almost like friendly fire. You can't do that. You can't shit on the main nigga. And even though Kobe comes off as, nigga, that's Kobe. If he did shit on Bron while he was in a Laker jersey, we wouldn't be surprised. But I think the space Kobe was in and the love he did have for Bron, I think he also would have helped him. I think he would have helped him. Now, the nigga not coming back. But I think there would have been some support, some coaching going along. You know what I'm saying? He could have went into that Mr. Miyagi role for Bron. If Bron was open to that, I think so. You know what I mean? But I don't think Kobe would have said anything bad. I think he would have broke down again. Now, if we're talking about Kobe's critiquing him after the 8 years, I think you can hear Kobe saying that's not good enough. But I think him breaking down each season, certain games, key games, and playoff matchups, I think he'll break those down to a T. I think he would. But I think overall, I think he's going to give him a lot of love. I think he's going to give him that type of love that he deserves on his way out. That's what I think Kobe's going to do. We all seen Kobe in his second career in life, which was being a mentor, being a coach, being a father. But that's the Kobe we got. So we're talking about that Kobe. Are we talking about Kobe in heaven? I think he just enhances who he was before he left. You know what I'm saying? After he left, I think he just enhanced who he was. So I think he's going to show him a lot of love. Hell, as a person who has shitted on Bron's career, majority of his career, I've also cheered for him. I've also was happy. I've also was emotional when he broke the record. I was emotional when him and his son checked in a game at the same time. You know what I mean? When they show when he first came into the league and Bronny was a little kid, little boy. You know what I'm saying? That was dope. Seeing his family on the sideline. His wife is fine. You know what I mean? All the other stuff is like, whatever. We all have human flaws. Kobe had flaws. Some of the dopest, Michael Jordan had flaws. Michael Jackson had flaws. Like, some of the dopest celebrities and athletes, some of these niggas was weird. You know what I'm saying? And we pick and choose when we want to judge niggas on how they act in public or whatever. But at the end of the day, we really supposed to critique what they did inside those lines, on that field, on that court, at the end of the day. And to me, he did dominate. He did. I honestly believe that if his mindset was a little bit different, if he had a certain percentage of mentality that Kobe had or MJ had, we will see records never broken by this nigga, ever. He would have been fucking dangerous. But he was a Super Saiyan Magic Johnson. He was a more athletic Irvin. He was. And he took advantage of that. He's a 6'9 power, I mean, six basically 6'9 small slash power forward. You know, one of the top fastest cats in the league, probably one of the fastest cats all time in basketball. Something special. But most of our arguments and debates always came from the other fan base. It always. That's just how it's been. And sometimes when that superstar doesn't live up to the hype of the fans, he gets attacked for that. But he also adds to it. One of the dopest rappers from California, from Compton, is the game. That nigga's one of the most, he one of the dopest MCs, West Coast MCs for sure. One of the weirdest niggas, though. And it's hard for me to be like, nah, this nigga had a dope career and not look at who the nigga really is. All that shit go together to me. All that separating the monster from the music, I'm not doing that bullshit. Nigga, some of that is in your music. You a fucking weirdo. Athletes too, nigga, all of them. But it's like what you do after that. You know what I mean? 2020 was emotional, nigga. We had COVID. We lost Kobe recently. You know, prior to it, like, nigga, it was, a lot happened. Then we lost Kobe. COVID hit. Nigga, it was over. It was bad. Nigga, LA was down. I remember seeing clients cry. I remember going outside, nigga. It was just eerie. Just down. Bright, sunny day, but it just feel like clouds is over us. I remember. And seeing that picture of the of that championship team, niggas is crying, Bron crying, you can see Quinn, like all, just you can see him very emotional. That was very, it was a very emotional time for Laker fans. You know what I mean? And I think that's why they fight for the bubble title to be respected so much, because. Well, as me being separate outside of being a Laker fan, just being a hooper, I seen how intense that basketball was or whatever. And it was intense basketball from niggas that some of them niggas was out of shape. But that's when we was Lakers in five, that whole goddamn run, we was whooping it. I think we gentlemen swept everybody until we got to until we played Miami in the finals. I think we beat them 4-2, if I'm not mistaken. Beat them in six. But what the point of me bringing that up is because Bron got a lot of love, and we backed off once that championship went down. We fuck with Rondo heavy too, though. Thank you, Rondo. Thank you, and Caruso. But he got a lot of love off of that. You know what I'm saying? He did what he's supposed to do, which was bring us a title, and that's what he did. He brought us a title. But we also know this bitch shit on the sideline. You know, like my man explained in the first video, you know, he was the one that you was on the sideline with your red wine. You know what I'm saying? And it is every franchise, though. This is the only franchise when he left, nothing was gutted. And that's why it seemed like we left on bad terms. It's the media that's talking for you. That's the crazy part. It's the media. Yeah, we weren't about to break this nigga off. Or whatever. We gave Kobe that 48 because he deserved it. We'll suffer for a couple of years just because our superstar that held us down, my nigga, our son, nigga, he about to bounce up out of here, bro. This is a going away gift. Original. Love. So you got to make that say. We took care of him. Where Bron is like, bro, we not, come on now. We'll take care of your son, though. That's as much respect you're going to get. We'll get your son. We'll pay your son. You understand? He hooping in the summer league right now, too. But I think Kobe overall would speak very highly of him. Very highly of him. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you catch him on a different day or you catch him on a different type of episode and they start talking about the X's and O's, yeah, it might sound like he on his bumper, but he's telling the truth because we had one out of eight, bro. That's not good enough. But overall, he's going to praise that man. And I would have loved to hear that speech from Kobe of, you know, that Hall of Fame speech for Bron. That would have been fire. I'm assuming it might be Wade. We don't know. It could be Wade. It could be a coach. You know, if Pop is still around, I know the love that he has for Pop, you know, somebody's going to get that speech, but I can hear Kobe right now breaking it down. And Kobe's not afraid to tell you, like, hey, dog, he could be the best in the league. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to get into who's better, number one, number two, number three. But he can tell you, I went at my idol, and I played against Bron. That's one thing that Kobe will always have over both of them, is that I went against Michael Jordan and I went against Bron. I never got to play MJ nor Bron in the finals. I came close when it came to Bron, but I played against my idol and I played against my rival. So he will bring up that and he will big up both of them, man, to be honest with you. That's how I feel, 12 Cal. You know, we was looking at a different Kobe. We wasn't looking at the Mamba right there. Like, Mamba was retired. The mentality was still there, but Mamba was retired physically. Now we talking about Kobe. The dad, the coach, the mentor, the analyst, you know, the sideline reporter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's who we talking to now. So, yeah, now, I mean, I thought you was going to ask me, what would Kobe think about this current team? You know, he's going to start off saying something dope about Luka. But, and he fucks with JJ, and he got his Duke ties. Because if his ass would have went to college, his ass definitely would have went to Duke. We already know. I know Manny liked to hear that. But we're not, like my wife said, my wife is very smart. I didn't tell my wife to say that when she said rebuilding. She's correct. And I can hear the other fans say, well, you better hurry up and put a roster together for Luka to win because he's going, nigga, that's everybody. You got to get niggas for all the superstars. We know that. Here's the thing. We're the Lakers, nigga. We're the Lakers. What does that mean? We know the answers before you come up with them, nigga. We know that. We know that's just not enough. We talking to Kuminga right now. Rui for Kuminga, would y'all do it? That's what has been going on. I fuck with Rui. It might be time to move on. But I feel like if he does stay, he going to play his ass off. That's the thing. I think if we keep Rui, I think he going to ball out. You know, but we're going to see because now he got a lot of competition. We got some young niggas over there. You know what I mean? Aiden just left. We just traded that nigga. So it's like, it's some moving pieces. It's some moving pieces. And I'm happy with the outcome that we got this off. This was a cracking off season. You know what I'm saying? Like, the amount of people that we picked up a whole new team within 24 hours. Our whole team changed, though. You understand? Like, the amount of players that we got that quick, dog. I mean, we weren't the only ones that traded jerseys or got new niggas in jerseys. I mean, Melo had went to Minnesota. That's going to be different. Jaylen Brown ended up going to fucking Philly, and we thought we was going to get him, 12 Cal. We thought we was going to get him. We thought we was, but we didn't. Ja Morant is in Portland. I don't quite understand that. It feels lateral. You know, Dame is an older guard to me. So when it comes to our older guards, yes, can they still play in the NBA? Could they drop 90 on me if I'm guarding them? Absolutely. But league-wise, how it is right now is getting younger. The game has changed. Them niggas ain't got, and the niggas that they won championships with or was killing with is old, too. So, you know, a young Ja Morant next to an old Dame, jersey's going to sell, though. Kawhi traded back to Toronto. The fuck? Talking about going back to your ex. Giannis in Miami. That was different. So this offseason, I thought we had an opportunity to get JB or Giannis. And then once Giannis went off the table, I was like, all right, Jaylen Brown is up next. I for sure thought it was going to be one of those two, but it wasn't. And you got to respect those moves, though. And I already, you can kind of understand why, you know, Boston not about to do no dealings with us. But we did pick up Walker Kessler. So we got us a rim protector, and he come with some offense attached to him. So I like that. We still got Dalton. Well, I think we got Dalton Connect, right? We didn't get rid of him, if I'm not mistaken, right? Sandro. I can't say his last name. Is Mamu Kelavis G. I don't know. But another big, you know what I'm saying, that can shoot that ball. He can shoot that motherfucker. He gonna play some defense. The one I'm excited about the best, have you ever just watched a player in college, a couple of players in college, and you're like, damn, you want them to play for your professional team. Your professional team may or may not have an opportunity to either draft them or, you know, offseason come up and pick them up. But then they don't. You know what I'm saying? Then you years down the line, you forget about them. You're not keeping up with the player as much. And then next thing you know, you got Colin Sexton on your team. What? Now he's a veteran guard. Not saying he's one of those old guards. He's just older. He's a veteran. He's considered a veteran guard. But the one that I am interested the most to see on that court, Quentin fucking Grimes. That's the one right there. Quentin fucking Grimes. We talking about a nigga that's going to get to the bucket? Nigga, I'm excited. Now, that's not second option worthy. We made a lot of moves, and we're going to accept the jokes. We're going to accept the sour cream jokes. You got to. This shit is funny. They're calling us, you know, the Los Angeles Princeton Lakers. You know what I'm saying? But even this rebuild team is cool. I'm cool with this one. Is this a championships caliber team? It doesn't look like one, especially not on paper. But we got to see what JJ going. This is JJ's first year of, let me show y'all what I can do as far as his coaching shit. Now, as far as our ownership, this is them. Hey, y'all see where we can move some shit around? We just got to get that second option. We got y'all the first option to replace the first option, previous first option. Now we got to go get the second option. Currently, there's no second options to qualify to play for the Lakers right now. But in the meantime, here you go with some great pieces, and let's see if we can get Kuminga. Let's see if we can get Kuminga. Kuminga is a low-end second option, but that's what we got to get right now. You know what I'm saying? I can't predict what we're going to do next season. I can't, because it's going to be different. This is going to be the first time in 8 years we don't have Bron. So the expectations is different. With Bron on my team, I expect him to get some shit done. I knew down the line our championship expectations was out the window because we couldn't get the pieces for the nigga. But we still expected that nigga to take us to the promised land, if that makes sense. We expect you because of your name and who you are. Yet and still, we knew, look how that roster was constructed, you would have to play and be healthy during the postseason. We just didn't have that. But this particular team, hey, we could battle with the middle of the road pack. Hopefully on the higher end of that, I could be satisfied with that. I understand I got to be patient with this. Oh, yeah, it's patient time. We just lost the top 3 player of all time from our team. So we got to prepare for that. You know what I mean? Get younger. And we have gotten younger. So we made some moves. It's that second option that just we couldn't get that kind of bothered me. Outside of that, it's going to be a weight game. It's going to be a chess game. I'm happy because at least I know the players in this chess game is players who's looking to win championships, because the Dodgers just got us back to back. You know what I'm saying? So Bring some of that magic, no pun intended, over here. Over here. Because magic brought them niggas, helped them niggas get 2 championships back to back in that blue and white, that white and blue. Now it's time to come back to that, to the shit that you helped build, the legacy that you have built. Bron is gone. You know what I'm saying? Hell, the genie is mostly gone. So, and you already buddies with the Dodger niggas. So let's fix this. So, yeah, man. I mean, I think that's what Kobe would say about Bron. I think that's what he would say about the current squad. Overall, I think most of the Lakers fans are content. They happy. They cool. I think some are like a little concerned because it's a little too pale over there. But, I mean, shit. We got to – it's a reset. I mean – unless we had traded Bron, It's a hell of a reset right now. And that's what happens when you got to go through a reset. You got to, the roster is going to look, I mean, but the roster looks good. It's just that it looks like you got all the fixings for the sandwich and the bread. I hate to say this right now, except for the meat. That's crazy. But Open Run with BTG, man. This was a great episode. Appreciate you, 12 Cal. I hope I answered your question. No, we never really gave him a chance to receive the type of love that some of our past Lakers have gotten. Why? Because he never proved himself to be a true Laker like that. Yes, did he win us a championship? Absolutely. But 1 out of 8 years, just put yourself into Lakers' shoes real quick and understand that's not enough. That doesn't mean when we turn on that fucking video game and somebody says, hey, you want to do an all-time versus an all-time roster? I'm throwing fucking LeBron at the three, okay? I'm throwing him at the three. You want to know my starting five for the Lakers? At the one, Magic Johnson. At the two, Kobe Bryant. At the three, LeBron James. At the four, Shaq. At the five, Kareem. That's my starting five for the Lakers. We about to smoke the dog shit out of y'all. I don't care. Y'all better go find one. Y'all better go find a squad. Miami, do y'all got some? No. No. Tim Hardaway is not going to do it. With Dwayne Wade, that's not going to do it. Go find somebody. New York. Bernard King, who you going to start, Bernard King or Melo? Huh? You better go get Hoodie Melo, nigga. Better go get Hoodie Melo. But, yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm excited for this upcoming season. I hope y'all are, too. We're going to see what it is. When that Princeton offense come to y'all city, come to y'all state, get ready, JJ. I got a lot of love and faith for JJ, man. I'm proud of him, too. So, JJ, get our boys to the playoffs and cause some damage. Here's my overall goal. So I hope we pinpoint this and come back to this when we get to, you know, the end of the season. JJ, get us to the playoffs, get us to the second round. That's my goal for this team. Get to the playoffs, get to the second round. JJ, please. Sincerely, Los Angeles fan.